described are the ones that you will hear. Instrument composition can vary from ensemble to ensemble. Gamelan Ensemble was founded in North Bali, in a village called Baturi. And this ensemble has been in the Balinese memory ever since anyone could remember. Gamelan Ensemble contains various pairs of gamsas, with four bars. Each of these played with a wooden mallet called a pangul. Each pair has one that is tuned higher than the other. The higher being the male, which represents Father Sky, and the lower being female, which represents Mother Earth. Father Sky and Mother Earth are part of the Balinese religion, and together they create waves, bringing the music to life, and these waves also ward away evil spirits. Gamsas are not the only type of instrument found in Gamelan Ensemble. Other instruments include jagogan, a larger version of the gamsas, and they play the core melody. These are played with wooden mallets with large twine heads. The rayon has four pots that you strike with a wooden mallet wrapped with rope. Two people play this, and they interlock to create the melody. Chang Chang, a carved turtle with small symbols on its back, is played with another set of symbols on the hands. It creates a metallic Chang Chang noise, hence its name. Katuk is the metronome of the group, and is basically a large brown pot played with the same type of mallet. Kendang is a two-headed drum that helps keep the beat and indicates when it is time to move to a new part of the song, when to slow down, speed up, get louder, or get softer. And finally, there is the gong, which indicates the start of a cycle. In times past, the Balinese royal court had total control over where gamelan and when gamelan could be played. And for gamelan ensemble, it was meant to be played during human rights ceremonies, like cremations and tooth filings. Because of this, gamelan ensemble has a melancholy, soft, and romantic sound. The music can be very touching and can bring one to tears. Since the loss of the royal court's power in recent years, gamelan ensemble is finding many other uses, temple ceremonies being one of them. A new form of gamelan is gamelan gong kyeongyeong, which came about in Hulu during the 1930s. It was an attempt by the Dutch to decentralize the royal court's power, and it worked. Everyone was able to play now, and not just those who were part of the royal court. The people now can decide when and where it is appropriate to play gamelan. Because of this, gamelan gong kyeongyeong represents freedom. This ensemble is standard, and nearly every village has one. In gamelan gong kyeongyeong, kyeongyeong means explosive, and this is demonstrated through the instruments and how they go about playing music. There are also several pairs of gamsas, like in gamelan ensemble, but these contain 10 bars instead of 4, which makes this ensemble extremely versatile. Gamelan gong kyeongyeong also contains 2 jagogan, though they are not 10 bars, and a smaller pair of jagogan-like instruments which embellish on the core melody. Also, instead of just one gong, there are 3, but its function still remains the same. The largest gong marks the beginning of the cycle. There is also a rayon, but it is also larger and seats many more people. Chang Chang, Katuk, and Kendang retain the same functions as they do in gamelan ensemble. Many villages melted down their old ensemble in order to create a new gong kyeongyeong. This ensemble is used in nearly every facet of Balinese life, from temple ceremonies to cremations to weddings to just entertainment. Though gong kyeongyeong is the most popular ensemble in Bali, gamelan ensemble is still not lost.